Sunday, December the 15th.
Welcome to this Burlington Audio Podcast. We hope you will be encouraged and inspired in your faith as you listen to this message. We'd love to hear what you think. Please be in touch with us through the website. More information and many more podcasts are all at burlingtonbaptist.org.uk. Thanks for listening.
Doesn't it look amazing? A massive round of applause for all of those who have worked so hard. Look at this. Isn't it beautiful? Thank you very much. Isn't it absolutely beautiful? Do not eat the oranges that are being delivered to you right now. There has been so many preparations going on around this place to not only make the place look beautiful, but also, can I have my slides on the screen please, guys? Also to help us to prepare to once again hear the Christmas message. And today, for the first time in Burlington's recent history, we're going to have a Christingle service together. If you could put two bags on each table. A Christingle means Christ's, like, cool, you guys are really chatty today. This is good, because you're going to be talking together in a minute. Christingle means Christ-like. It began in Germany in 1747, where Bishop Johannes de Waterfield, I say it nicely, of the Moravian Church, oh, my computer is trying to update its virus protection right now. Remind me in 4 hours. Give me a second. Here we go. So, it's Germany, it's 1747, and the bishop realized that lots of people didn't know the story of the Bible. Now, many of them couldn't read at that time, and so he created a simple visual picture that was often used at Christmas, Advent, or into January that would teach people the message of Jesus. And we're going to do that together, learning the story of the Bible using the Christingle. However, he also had a challenge at the end of his service. And this is my challenge to you today as well. That you didn't just learn it for yourself, you gave it away to someone else. Because even in 1747, the clobber of Christmas had confused everybody about the story of Jesus. Now, they may not have had Tesco's, Waitrose, all of the adverts, all of the things that clobber out our Christmas. But even in 1747, the Christian message had got confused. And so, thank you very much. No, I'm all good. Thanks. So he wanted everybody to not only learn the message for themselves, but to very simply be able to share the message with other people. You can see why this little evangelist likes this tool, because I'm going to build this with you today. But my challenge is that you perhaps share what we're learning today with your neighbors or your friend. Maybe you want to make a Christingle and put it in the middle of your table on Christmas Day as a way of sharing the good news of Jesus. So, are you ready to build your Christingles? Yes. You should have two per table. Where's Rich? Rich, could you... Okay. Are you ready? You need to find your orange, everybody. Get somebody in your group to hold an orange. No, they're fine. This represents the world that God made. And I would like you to find, in the Bibles on your table, John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Hands up if you've got it. John chapter 1. Give me a wave. Oh, Jess is in. John... Isaac's found it. Well done, mate. And I know it's on the screen, but why don't we read it together? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him all things were made. I missed a line. You all followed me. Aren't you very good? Let's go again. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. So we're reminded at the beginning of this passage in John, but also in Genesis, that God made the whole world. And I know the world is not orange, but this orange reminds us that God made the whole world. Now you're allowed to chat round your tables. This Christmas, what in this world do you love? As you look around at the moment, are you loving all the candles? Are you loving the Christmas tree? Are you loving the person sat next to you? What is it that you love most about the amazing world God has made? And then you might want to, you've only got 3 minutes together, but what are you praying for about our world this Christmas time? This orange helps us to pray. So you've got a few minutes to chat together about either of those questions. Go for it. Okay, one more minute left. I'd like you to stop then, have a lovely conversation again in a moment. But what I would like you to do around your tables now is turn your conversation into a prayer. Pray for our world. It could be a thank you, God, for. It could be a Lord, I pray for this place or this situation. But just around your tables, perhaps one of you wants to hold the orange as a way of saying, God, you've got the whole world in your hands. Just turn your conversation into a short time of prayer. Lord, you've got the whole world in your hands. You created it beautiful, complicated, and now it is a bit broken, but we'll think about that in a few moments. Thank you for the world you have created. Thank you for the person on my left and my right. Thank you for the way that you shaped and molded this amazing world. You are above all things, and yet you made us, and you are the ruler of this world. And so this Christmas time, help us to not forget this, that you are creator and you love this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Now comes the fun bit. You are not allowed to eat them yet. In your little bag, you should... And if you haven't, Wave and my lovely helpers will do. You should have some heart-shaped picks. Should be four of them. I would like you to put your sweets on the heart-shaped picks and stick them in your orange. When you've done that, wave it high. Some of you look complicated, like this is complicated. Put your sweets on the picks. I'm going to give you a demonstration because this is complicated, apparently. They're hard. I'm sorry. They're a bit tricky to get on. Just put one on each. Anybody else broke their pick in the process? I did. Put one sweet on each pick and put them in your orange. When you're done, give me a wave. Becky's done. Okay, how are we doing? Katie, stand up and show us yours. That is beautiful. Does yours look like Katie's? No. I'll give you another minute. Who knew this was so complicated? Jacob, wow, Artie. Give me a wave if you're done. Perfect, student. Oh, Chris, that looks beautiful. Chris Peck, that looks beautiful. Beautiful. Are you done in the back corner? Give me a wave if you're done. You guys done? Yeah. Roz is done. Well done, Roz. Oh, okay. Let's read the Bible verse together on the screen, shall we? He, God, has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons, for he provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy. This is a verse taken from one of Barnabas and Paul's speeches in the newly formed church in the book of Acts. And they're reminding this new church family that God gives them the seasons, which is why you have four picks. Aha. Four seasons. But also the sweets are to remind you that he gives you so many good gifts. He gives you gifts of joy. He gives you food. He gives you the seasons, which are beautiful. And he gives you one another. And so that's why you have four picks with a heart on, to remind you that you are loved and the Father gives you good gifts. So some time to talk again. What kindness has God shown you recently? What good gifts are you thanking God for this year? Only a few more weeks of 2024 to go. What kindness has God shown you? Let's encourage one another around the tables with that. Go. just 30 more seconds. Make sure everybody's had the chance to share at least one thing that God's done for them recently. Okay, if God has done something kind for you this year, why don't you stand up? I'm not going to make you do. If God has done anything kind for you this year, stand up. If he's been kind to you this year, stand up. And let's all be really still. Father God, we're standing because we recognize you have been kind to us this year. You've been kind to us with your presence, which never leaves us. You've been kind to us in so many ways. We whisper one of those ways to you now. Thank you for your kindness, your grace, and the good gifts you have given each of us. We are so grateful. Amen. You may sit down again. Now, I mean, if you found those complicated, I'm dreading to think what's happening with this lot. I'm just, right. We're on to the red ribbon. We're on to the red ribbon. Will you read the passage with me together on the screen? This is how much God loved the world. He gave his son, his one and only son. And this is why, so that no one need be destroyed by believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help, to put the world right again. That's what this red ribbon represents. You put it in a circle all the way around the world to remind us that God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus. And why red? Well, it's a pointing forward to what we will celebrate at Easter, where we remember that Jesus died for each and every one of us, so that we wouldn't be destroyed like it says there, but that we would have a place in a heaven with him in eternity and a life to the full right now. So see if you can peel the back off your red sticky tape and get it round your, and when you've done it, hold it up so I can see. Okay, Katie's got hers. Oh, the guys at the back. That looks great. Well done. Hold them up so I can see. Okay, you've done a lovely job. You can hold them back down again. So a bit of chance to chat again. Which bit of this passage jumps out to you? What help do you or our world need right now? Or how does it feel to know how loved you are? Choose one of those questions and around your table, have a bit of time to chat. 30 more seconds. So I would like you to nominate one person on your table who's going to pray for the table. A thank you prayer or a prayer for the world or however you want to do. One person who is going to pray for everybody on your table. And then go for it. Let's pray. So one person on the table, you know who does a good one, but then all say the amen together. Go. One person pray. And all God's people say, amen. Got one thing left. So you should have a piece of tin foil and a candle, and you stick it in the top. That's how it goes. So have a go at doing that. When you've done it, give it. Some of you are ahead of it, already done. Wow. Okay, you're all done. Go you. Let's read together again, shall we? When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Wow. I walked into a really dark room yesterday, turned the light on, and all of a sudden the place felt less scary, felt less like I didn't want to walk in there. It also lit up what was in the room, and it had some birthday presents in, so that was cool because it was my birthday on Friday. Thank you to all of you who wished me a happy birthday. You were all very... No, I don't need you to sing. That was not a hint. Thank you very much. That was not a hint. It's lovely, lovely to be 21. Lovely to be 21. When I saw those birthday presents, I was thrilled because the light turned on and there they were. Jesus came into the world as a gift to each of us, a gift that lights up our lives. His presence makes things less scary. And Simon talked a lot 2 weeks ago when we had communion together about the difference Jesus being the light of the world is to each of us. And so one last set of questions. What does it mean to you today to have Jesus as the light of the world? Just a couple of minutes around your table. What difference does it make in your life to know that Jesus is the light of the world? Go! Okay, 30 more seconds just to bring your conversation to a close. We're going to sing together in a moment, so if the band want to join us up on the stage. But I would love you to bring your Christingles up. If you have a child on your table, then maybe they want to bring the Christingle up, but can an adult come too, just in case of a fire risk? But if not, could you send your Christingles to the front? Come up with us. Sam, you're looking good.
Looks amazing. Where's the hat?
Well done. Nice to meet you. First time at the front of the
Stand in a line, guys. Turn around so we can all see you. Sam, turn around. There we go. Dan, I cannot, don't like the back of your head. Turn around. Well done, Isaac. Oh, Tim's asleep but still managed to make one. Well done, Tim. If you want to turn around, and we're going to try and light these candles. I haven't done a risk assessment. We've got an angel. Oh, hang on. I gave the responsible adult the matches, but I'm not sure it's going well. Oh, they've got a better route. Simon's doing a great job. Wow, well done, everyone. Doesn't that look beautiful? We're going to pray together. And when I say amen, guys, you can blow your candles out, okay? After that, Isaac's gone ahead of the game. Let's pray together, shall we? Thank you, light of the world, that you came because you loved us. And you love us. Thank you that when you came, you lit up the darkness, that you drove out the darkness, and that we now can live as sons and daughters of the light. And so we celebrate together this Christmas, that beneath all of the tinsel and trees, actually the true message is that you came because you love us. And so as we light these candles, we do so to remember your love. In Jesus' name, amen.